Hello, this is Chris Dowgers here. Today I'm at the Museum of Army Flying. Now, you'll find it situated between Andover and Salisbury on the A343 at Middle Wallop. Now, the museum have just taken delivery of their latest exhibit. It's the Westland Lynx AH Mark 7. Let's go inside and let's find out all about it.
Hello, Chris. I'm Simon Lansdowne. I'm the senior engineer for FBH at Middle Wallop, Gazelle Depth Support Hub. And about 2 years ago, the Lynx project team asked us if we could restore this aircraft for the museum. The aircraft had come into the Gazelle Depth Support Hub to have some components removed to go onto Wildcat, which is the replacement for Lynx. And then we got what was left of the aircraft and collected up all the spares. And over about 18 months, we've rebuilt the aircraft. It took so long, partly to collect the spares, and partly it was done in spare time. I think the guys have enjoyed it, and it's nice to see the aircraft in the museum at last.
I'm Susan Lindsay. I'm the curator here at the Museum of Army Flying.
This is something that you've waited quite a while for. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we're really delighted to have it here. It's a Lynx Mark 7. It's a fantastic helicopter that was first introduced for the British Army in the late 80s. It went through a series of different uses during the course of its service life with the Army. It started out as a utility helicopter being used for functions like reconnaissance, liaison flights, medical evacuations and moving men and materials. But really, with the threat of Soviet armour, it then became important in the anti-tank role and was used in that role in the First Gulf War.
Is this something that's been on your wish list for a while now?
Absolutely. It's been an absolutely crucial workhorse for the Army Air Corps for a number of years. It's served across the globe. It was used in very cold conditions in the Balkans. It's being used in very hot and high conditions in Afghanistan. It's an essential piece of equipment in order to explain the range of activities of Army aviation, and therefore for us it's a real asset.
Because this is quite a catch, isn't it?
It is quite a catch. We're always trying to offer new things for visitors, and obviously this is a great new asset for people to come back to the museum and look at. It's particularly interesting because it's actually fitted with TOW missiles, which is how it would be equipped for the anti-tank role, and we're really delighted to be able to show that to members of the public. We relied on enormous support from the MOD in doing this. It's been transferred by them to us, but it's also undergone a lot of work in terms of the airframe being built and finished properly, and as you can see it looks absolutely fantastic, and we're very grateful for everybody's hard work in completing it.
Is this your favourite exhibit now?
It is at the moment, yes.
And of course it's here on show now, so people can come and see it whenever.
Absolutely, it's on show now. We've got plans for adding extra interpretation to it, and hopefully we would obviously like to add other helicopters as well, so that we're gradually building up this section of the museum. But you don't have to wait until then. It's out on display now and you can come and see it.
And what's next for you?
Well, obviously we'd absolutely love an Apache. That would be fantastic. We just have to make sure we've got space for it.
Thanks for talking to us, and wish you well with the new exhibit.
Thanks very much.
So you can come and see it for yourself right now at the Museum of Army Flying. As I say, it's on the A343, situated between Andover and Salisbury at Middle Wallop. And I'm Chris Sturgis.